Great, thank you. So look, I'm delighted to present the Trust's clinical strategy this morning. We've been working on this strategy now for about 18 months, and what we've taken the opportunity to do in the last 2 months is really ensure that we've engaged well across our organisation and to really ensure that we've heard the feedback from our clinicians. So over the last couple of months, we've managed to engage somewhere between a quarter and a third of our staff in the refinement of our clinical strategy. A clinical strategy is only ever a document at a point in time, and of course, as technology changes, as models of care continue to change, our clinical strategy will continue to evolve to reflect those changes. So I've just taken us through the vision and the objectives that have now been approved by the board. Just a quick word on the objectives. When you look at those objectives, to us they're really talking about the key areas that as a trust, as a health service, we really need to be focusing on. So the first is around the experience of patients when they come into any of our services to receive care. And as we just talked about, receiving care that is not just efficient, not just delivering great clinical outcomes, but is also delivered compassionately. The second is around ensuring that we have a well-educated and a really engaged workforce. We know that if our workforce is engaged, our patient experience tends to improve. The third point is around our role as an Academic Health Sciences Centre. We were recognised as the first Academic Health Sciences Centre within the UK, and the importance of that is that it's about translating research into clinical practice quickly. We're well known for our innovation, and that's an area we need to continue to focus on. And then the last of our objectives is about really what this clinical strategy is getting to. It's the heart of pioneering new models of care, changing our models of care to reflect the changes in the population that we serve, and also ensuring that our models of care, our services, are delivered in an integrated fashion with other healthcare providers in North West London. So in thinking about putting the clinical strategy together, we've looked at what the drivers of change are, and these drivers of change are being experienced around the world. The first is, as we know, we have a growing population, we have an ageing population, and we have a population that is living with more chronic conditions. Technology continues to evolve rapidly, and we need to continue to harness those changes in technology. We know that the social determinants of health have an impact on people's health and well-being, and so we need to recognise people's social needs as well as their healthcare needs. Of course, we need to do this in a fiscally responsible way, and we need to continue to be engaging our patients in the care that they receive. Patients' expectations about their care has continued to change. So what is our starting point for this clinical strategy? And I think it's fair to say we have a really strong foundation on which we're building this clinical strategy. As Chris has already said this morning, we're one of the very safest trusts within the country. We've made some major progress in terms of thinking about how we deliver our specialist acute care services. So we've already centralised our stroke services at Charing Cross. We have a heart attack centre for our region, which is based here in Hammersmith, and we have a major trauma centre that's based at St Mary's. So if you have any of those conditions, the ambulance service will take you straight to those emergency areas. We've got some really good examples already of how we're looking at keeping people healthy with chronic conditions. One of those examples is a virtual ward that we now run, based out at Charing Cross, where elderly people, people with dementia, rather than coming into our hospitals, get cared for at home and have their diagnosis, they have their treatment, they have their results monitored by our consultants here at the hospital. And we have an incredibly strong track record in terms of delivering innovation. We have our Academic Health Sciences status, as I mentioned, first in the country, but we've got a long history of discovery, dating back to penicillin many years ago at St Mary's Hospital. We did the first coronary endarterectomy here, and also delivered the first MRI in the UK. So great foundation of innovation. So thinking about our clinical services, we've needed to think about those in the broader context of delivering services for Northwest Roman. So our clinical strategy very much forms part of Shaping a Healthier Future. And the principles within Shaping a Healthier Future are to localise services wherever possible, to keep them close to the community, to centralise them when it's necessary, particularly the specialised services, to integrate care across all the care boundaries, and to make sure we're personalising care around the needs of each individual patient. So the framework for our clinical strategy is outlined in this model, and I'll just quickly run through this. The first level there is thinking about our defining services. Now, this is work that we need to continue to do with our Academic Health Sciences Centre partner, Imperial College. And this is really getting to the crux of what makes our services, what makes Imperial College Healthcare Trust really distinctive in terms of delivering world-class care. So we will continue to work with the college to define what those services are, and that will help guide our investments in the future. Our clinical strategy talks about three new models of care. First is around systematised planned care. So that's looking at care in areas like elective surgery in outpatients, where we know that we can put in place systems and processes to much more efficiently and effectively deliver that care. The second is around integrating our services, so we're not sitting as an island. Our hospital services are well integrated into community and social services. And then personalised medicine, as we talked a little earlier in the board meeting, really ensuring that we're taking advantage of phenotypes so that we are treating individual needs of individual patients. We've spent a lot of time talking to our clinicians about what are the important clinical adjacencies that you need to think about in organising services over three main sites. And so we've spent a lot of time teasing out the details of things like vascular surgery, neurosurgery, radiotherapy, and where should those services best be located to ensure that we're delivering effective care. And then underpinning all of our clinical services is our administrative services. We talked earlier in the board meeting about our patient administration system. We need to make sure that our administrative services are efficient and effective and supporting the effective and safe delivery of our clinical care. So what does the overall clinical strategy look like? Well, it is a strategy based around three main hospitals, each with their own distinctive focus, but all working together and all interrelated. So firstly, around Charing Cross. Charing Cross will be a pioneering local hospital. We want to invest $150 million in the redevelopment of the Charing Cross campus. And what sorts of services will Charing Cross deliver? Well, in the future, we would expect Charing Cross to deliver approximately 80% of the services that it delivers today. It would continue to deliver specialist services and planned services. So specialist outpatient services, specialist treatment services, one-stop diagnostic services, and a world-leading systematised planned surgery centre. We'll also be delivering integrated care and rehabilitation services, particularly getting to the needs of the frail and elderly within our community. And our services will be co-located with other community partners. We already have community partners there in terms of the Maggie Centre, in terms of mental health services, and we'll continue to broaden the community partners on that site. There will be emergency care services still at Charing Cross, and those emergency care services, we are working with NHS England to further define what emergency care services should look like for hospitals that are operating as local hospitals. And we'll continue to do that work. In terms of St Mary's Hospital, St Mary's Hospital is already the major acute centre for North West London, and it will continue to be that. We want to invest about $500 million in the redevelopment of the St Mary's site.
Dollars.
That St Mary's site will continue to deliver the major trauma centre for North West London. It will also have the hyperacute stroke unit for North West London, and it will continue to provide intensive care services, high dependency unit services, and acute medical and surgical services. And then in terms of Hammersmith Hospital, Hammersmith Hospital is already world renowned